sting?
See, I don't think they sting. No. I never heard of them stinging, but now the wasp makes a nest, but the wasp nest is different. They'll sting.
Yeah, the wasp is a bigger nest, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Very big nest. Big nest. Have a little section in it for the young to be, you know.
Like a
beehive. But now you just see a dirt diver nest like that, and it'd be, sometimes you find you see them much bigger than that. I reckon it'd be several of them live in there, I reckon.
I see. And what else do they call peanuts?
They call them goobers, I think.
Goobers. And when you were a child, did they call them anything else?
Ground peas.
Ground peas.
Ground peas.
And if a boy has big ears and his father has big ears, you say that boy...
Have ears like the
boy? Or does he, do you say he's similar in appearance or he takes after?
That's
it,
right.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. And do you use the word favor?
Favor, you could say that.
Mm-hmm. And if the father has a bad temper and the boy has a bad temper, say the boy...
Is his father's temper.
The woman who used to help at childbirth, who wasn't a nurse...
was called midwife.
A midwife. And in the old days...
That's what they call them in the old days.
Have you ever heard granny woman?
That's right. Call them that too.
The word is just granny,
that's right?
Right. And if a city person came to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Call him a city?
City,
I don't know.
A slicker or a dude?
Yeah, it's a
suppose a person goes to town, a country person goes to town, what would they call him?
Call him a country. Man, a country.
Countryman?
Countryman, that's right.
Have you ever heard the word country hoosier?
No, I don't believe I have.
Hoosier?
I don't believe
I'm mispronouncing it.
Hoosier. You said hoosier.
Hoosier?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that.
And how do you normally refer to members of your family? Say she is a. Is there, what I'm getting at is there a difference between the way you would refer to a person of your own race today from when you were a girl?
Say black lady.
You say she is a black woman now.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you used to say?
Negro.
Colored. In the old days, it was colored. Suppose you are, not you, but suppose somebody out on the farm gets mad at his neighbor, and one colored man gets mad, or black man gets mad at another black man, what would he call him?
Nice. Repeat that again.
Suppose that someone of your race gets mad at another person of his race, what would he call him?
Nigger.
That would make him very mad,
mad
right? And how do you, refer to a person whose skin is white now? Just a...
cracker.
A cracker? If you're mad at him, you'd say he's a cracker?
Well, I don't ever say that, but I do hear that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hear them call themselves crackers.
Nothing but an old cracker.
That's right. I heard him say that. But he said it. Mm-hmm.
In the old days, did you ever call him Mr. Charlie, a white man?
Yes.
Did you like
mm-hmm.
Mr. Charlie?
That's right.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod he liked, and his young son was careless and broke it. And the man got awfully upset. You'd say, he sure got...
lost temper.
If you've been working hard all day, by night, you might say, I'm really...
tired.
And if someone becomes ill suddenly, you say, all of a sudden, he what's sick?
They're sick.
He's